Blog Talk Radio.
I asked God to give me a message. And this is something I always do. After I do a meditation, I ask for a word, and then I make a note of what I got out of the word. And then after that, I ask for a message. And I ask God for a message, and this is what he said. Walk in the Spirit of God. Walk in love and light. Walk covered in the blood of Jesus. Walk, my child, openly, fully, completely immersed in the love of God. Surround yourself in love and the power of God. You are chosen to lead the way. Lead in love. Lead with open heart and mighty power. You are chosen to lead the way. Follow my guidance and love unconditionally. Love always, at all times, under all conditions. That is my reason for being here. To walk in love, to express God's love, to be the love, the unconditional love that God is. We are here to bring love. We're here to live love. We're here to express unconditional love for one another. We're here so that this love and this light can shine on this planet, so that others will also awaken to their love and their light. Yes, walk in love. Walk in love. Shine your light, my child. Shine your light. As I think back to all the messages God gives me, each message would tell me to shine my light. Each message would mention love. Shine your light and be the love that you are. That was one of the messages he gave me some time ago. And even the messages that I'm getting now are the same. Be love. Walk in love. Shine your light. Be the light. That is the purpose. That is our main number one purpose, is to come back to our light, to come back to the love that we are, and to express it now. The world is changing. Time has changed. The planets are changing. The planets have moved locations. We are moving into a new earth. We're moving into a new heaven. And we are to bring that new heaven and that new earth. And it comes from within us. And when we go back within ourselves, when we go back to our truth, when we go back being who we are, then we bring forth this new heaven and this new earth. And this new heaven and this new earth is created with unconditional love. Unconditional love only comes from within. Unconditional love is not expressed from without. The words, I love you, have no meaning if the vibration of the love that you have within you is not in those words. You can speak, I love you, and it be flat. It be just words, because love is not in the words. Love is in the vibration. And if the vibration of the words you speak do not hold the vibration of unconditional love, then you're just speaking words with no meaning, with no depth. There are those of us who do not understand that. There are those of us who want to hear, I love you, I love you. And when they hear it, they think it's okay. They think that's good enough. They think they're secure. It's not secure. There is no security in the words, I love you. Security is in unconditional love. Security is in the vibration of love. If you speak those words without the vibration, you're simply speaking words, and you are giving false security to the one who's receiving your words. Love is not a word. It's a vibration. It's energy. It's life. Use not the word love. Speak not, I love you, loosely. Speak it only when it's coupled with the vibration of unconditional love. There are those I know personally who resist when they hear, I love you. Because when they hear, I love you, those who spoke it did not have within it the vibration of unconditional love. Those who spoke it represented something that is not love. And so now they resist love from anybody and anywhere they hear it because of the experience they had with someone or those who spoke, I love you. Do not speak, I love you, unless you have the vibration in those words. Unless those words are covered in vibration. Because the vibration will make the words come alive. The vibration will fill that person's heart with love and connect that person to unconditional love. When love, the vibration of love, is in those words. When you say, I love you, what does it mean? Are you just speaking something that was spoken to you? Are you speaking, I love you, because you believe that it means something, that it's security of some sort? What does I love you mean to you? When someone tells you I love you, what does it feel to you? How does it make you feel personally? I love you. I love you. How does it feel to be told you're loved? Do you feel secure? Do you feel like you're on top of the world? Do you feel special? Do you feel so free and so light and so filled with joy and happiness? How does it feel when someone says, I love you? When a person says, I love you, and that love is filled with such a vibration from unconditional love, then you're going to feel loved deeply. You're going to feel it in your heart. You're going to feel it in your body. You're going to feel it like a chill. You're going to know that it is God's love shining on you. Because words are words. Words are words. And we give life to words with our vibration, with our energy. God loves us more than we love anybody, because God is love. And unless we love unconditionally, unless it is our spirit, our great I am, that is sending out the love, then that love is not unconditional love. That love is just simply the words, I love you. When we speak love, let's tap into our great I am, and let's speak that love from our hearts, from that place of God consciousness. When we mention love, let us stand in that place of unconditional love, so that the love will flow through us, the vibration, the energy, so that it can flow through us to all those side of us, so that we can each feel the power of unconditional love. Whether we recognize it or not, it's okay. Because so much of us are so conditioned to believe that I love you is love, that we will not even feel the true vibration of love. So so much of us are deadened to the touch of true love because of all the other stuff that's covering it. I know when I'm touched by the hand of God, there is no greater touch than the hand of God. When God touches me, it's a feeling that you cannot even put words to. But the only thing I can say is that I'm lifted. I feel so light and so free. Like I'm floating in the air. When God touches me, it's a touch that I've never ever felt and will never ever feel by any other. God's touch is a touch that cannot be compared to any touch. The same with unconditional love. When you are filled with unconditional love, when you feel it, when you experience it, there are no words. There are no words. It's just such a powerful, magnified, beautiful, pure feeling. Anybody can say, I love you. Anybody can send you a letter and say, I love you. But only the love of God can touch your soul. Only unconditional love can speak to your heart, to the deepest depths of your soul. Only unconditional love can make you feel so at peace and so one with all creation. Only unconditional love would give you that feeling of completeness and joy and happiness. Unconditional love. And that is the love of God. God is love. We are love. Are you expressing your love? Are you tuned into your love? Are you being the love that you are? Love is beautiful. Love is light. Love is joy. Love is oneness. What love are you expressing? Are you expressing artificial love? Or are you expressing unconditional love? The love of God.